This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday. Wow. Danny and Taryn were definitely jumping.
Legit forgot it was Friday. I was thinking it was like Tuesday.
Same.
Was like not ready for that at all.
Like, oh, crap. It is Friday. I mean, what's the giveaway? All of us wearing Seahawks gear, but you know.
You know, it's already been a long day.
It has.
I could barely even just like fist pump with you guys. Oh. Like even just putting my arms up, I was like, oh, yeah.
Is the hangover worse today for you than it was yesterday?
Yeah, I think yesterday I was definitely still kind of like, woo, yeah. Today I'm like, oh, gosh. Yeah. So I'm hoping I get a lot of sleep.
Poor Sarah going to Mexico.
She's
just the worst.
Feel bad for me.
I'm quoting my wife, whenever I complain if I'm like tired from like a crazy night out, she's like, I feel no sympathy for you. Like, all right.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Let's get to Flash from Tacoma. Flash, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Flash has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Do it.
Do it. What does the first W stand for in WWE?
World.
Correct. Fred Savage played Kevin Arnold in what sitcom?
Pass.
Garrett Wilson is a wide receiver for what NFL team?
Pass.
The Komodo dragon is the largest living species of what reptile?
Lizard.
Correct. Daniel Lubetsky recently joined Shark Tank's panel for the final season of which businessman?
Ah.
What is the capital of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
Correct. Donnie Wahlberg is the singer from which boy band?
Oh. NSYNC.
No.
New Kids on the Block.
Correct. What kind of animal is Mr. Bigglesworth in the Austin Powers movies?
Pass.
What company is known for its 31 flavor slogan?
Baskin Robbins.
Yes. Flash, you got 5 correct.
So day like today, I wish there was a phone a friend. I would have been a great friend today.
Real question. Did you say Donnie Walker?
No, Donnie Wahlberg.
Okay, I heard didn't Walker.
I thought you said Wahlberg, okay. But maybe I'm crazy.
And he got it right, Danny.
I know. Well, he was obviously guessing Sarah with an H.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like, Taryn, I feel like you would have killed it today.
I would have beat Migs.
I'm
just saying.
I kind of feel like Steve is actually going to crush it, too. But we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
What does the W stand for in WWE?
World.
Correct. Fred Savage played Kevin Arnold in what sitcom?
The Wonder Years.
You know it. Garrett Wilson is a wide receiver for what NFL team?
The Dolphins?
No.
Oh, crap. The Patriots?
No.
The Jets?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Komodo dragon is the largest living species of what reptile?
Iguana.
No.
Dragon.
No.
Lizard.
There we go. Yes. Daniel Lubetsky recently joined Shark Tank's panel for the final season of which businessman?
He's the Kind Bar guy. Which businessman? Mark Cuban?
Correct. What is the capital of Arkansas?
Arkansas City.
No.
I can't think of anywhere in Arkansas. Crap. Arkansas.
No.
Kansas.
No. Donnie Wahlberg is a singer from which boy band?
Oh. New Kids on the Block.
Correct. What kind of animal is Mr. Bigglesworth in the Austin Powers movies?
Cat.
Correct.
Nice.
And with that, Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Flash.
I tried.
You did try.
Have a good one, Flash.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
One that Flash did know, the capital of Arkansas, Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Yes. Yep. And one you didn't get to, what company is known for its 31 flavor slogan?
Oh, Baskin Robbins.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you knew Mr. Bigglesworth is a cat.
Honestly, I've never seen the movies, but I mean, I've always seen those memes and those videos of him petting a cat. So yeah. I just assumed that's what it was.
A very cute, beautiful, hairless cat, might I add.
Those creep me out.
I love them so much.
No, thank you.
Congrats, Steve, on beating Flash.
Rockaholics, we know that talk has the power to save lives. And next Wednesday night, across all of our Odyssey stations, I'm Listening will be featuring artists and athletes and medical experts that will all highlight why it's so important to have these open and honest conversations around mental health. And I actually just read that July recorded the highest number of calls to 988 in Washington since its launch 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So this is a really important conversation that we're going to be having, and we'd love for you to join it. You can get more info on I'm Listening at KISW.com. Now, a member of one of the biggest rock bands of all time has made it pretty apparent that that band is done. And they even released a new song that he said you're never going to hear live.
Well, thanks a lot.
So you're going to hear that song and who we are talking about after Godsmack.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
Jane's Addiction released a new song this week, and it's called True Love. We have a sample of the song.
When I first felt true love.
I'm torn, man, because, like, I'm a massive Jane's Addiction fan, especially, like, Nothing Shocking, Ritual of the Yellow Obituary. And on those albums, they do have, like, these weird, almost, like, Doors, like, Jim Morrison, kind of spacey, atmospheric-sounding songs. But they were way cooler back then.
This one ain't it?
I don't know if there's really any true love for true love on this one, to be honest. I don't know. Do you like it?
It might grow on me.
I liked looking at both of your faces when you started playing this, because I feel like it was like the thing of like, what is happening? Yeah. But I want to like it.
Yes.
But I can't like it.
Danny, this is the face of I really want to like it, because I love Jane's Addiction. And I do like the other song that they released. I mean, yeah, Perry's voice sounds a little different, but I was vibing on that one.
I think that maybe they should just not release this song. That's just my opinion. You know, art is subjective, though.
Of course.
It's probably beautiful in somebody else's eyes.
I mean, it's clearly not about true love within the band, because there's still so much to unpack there.
There's a lot of drama going on. And so are they done Dundee?
Well,
I mean, no band has ever done Dundee.
Yeah, don't never say never.
As long as there's money out there to be made, a band will get back together.
Well, Dave Navarro said that you will, quote, likely never hear it live.
Okay. Is that because the song is that bad, or is it because the band's not getting back together?
In the Instagram post, he just said he's, I mean, it kind of sounds like the band is done. He wrote that Jane's Addiction released a new track today, True Love. He's proud of the song, but basically saddened that you'll never hear it live. Wah, wah.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really going to be mad that they don't get to hear that song live. Even one person just texted it and said, no.
Was that what our faces looked like, Danny?
Yeah.
Just no. Another text said, did Jane's Addiction make this song before or after the altercation on stage?
Ugh.
I mean, I would like to hear the rest of the record. I'm very curious if they're going to put the album out. I mean, I think you could, you should. I mean, you made a record, you recorded it, you spent all that time and energy on it. You might as well put it out there. And honestly, more people are probably going to listen to it right now because of the fact that there's this drama.
That's a really good point. Maybe it was a strategic fight on stage.
I don't know. Visually watching that, I don't know if Perry's that good of an actor to be that bad of a drunk. The dude tried to punch Dave Navarro in the face. He was like 2 feet away from him, and he missed his face and hit his shoulder. Like, that's how messed up the guy was.
Okay, so I only saw Jane's Addiction live once, which was Pain in the Grass 2013.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when Dave Navarro was giving people haircuts backstage?
Yes.
I mean, don't mess with a guy that might have scissors in his pocket, you know? Like, just be careful there, Perry.
Well, every time I watch it, I mean, Dave held, I don't know if he wanted to even throw punches, if maybe he was like, I don't really want to take on this guy. It doesn't seem like he's not 100% there. Mm-mm. But, like, he had such restraint. And, like, a lot of people commented, I mean, I can't read into it because I don't know Dave Navarro. I mean, we've only interviewed him once. That doesn't make me his friend. But, like, he did look genuinely concerned for Perry. Like, what is wrong, man? Like, something is wrong with you. Like, there was, like, and even Perry's wife said, I appreciate the concern that Dave had for him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a bummer all around.
And I read like the post on Instagram and I didn't think about this, but Dave made it a point to like apologize to the crew, because you forget about the fact that those are the guys that really do suffer from this, because that's how they're paying their bills. They're not rich rock stars.
No.
They get paid to go on tour and be the guitar tech, to be the sound guy, the lighting guy, the whoever, the manager. And all of them now have just lost their gigs.
Yeah, that's a real, real unfortunate situation.
Because of drunk Perry.
Yeah. And Dave did say also in his Instagram post, may all of our hearts mend together. So that's, I guess, all we can hope for at this point.
Is it?
Mended hearts. True love.
Okay.
The Seahawks are playing at home this Sunday against the Dolphins, and we're going to chat about the game with tight end for the Seahawks, Brady Russell, at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
So there was Spody involved.
And Steve Migs.
Nice nipples.
On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Coming off of a big road victory in New England, our Seattle Seahawks are prepping for a home game versus the Miami Dolphins. And this morning, we are so excited for our Seahawks spotlight with Brady Russell, tight end for the Seahawks. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great, my man. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right, so Brady, you are now officially my daughter's favorite football player. I just need to let you know that.
Shoot, that makes one.
So she's four, so you got a longtime fan right there. And the reason why is I was watching back, anyone who hasn't checked it out, the Mic'd Up segment that you did that's on YouTube and it's everywhere on the Seahawks website, there's a moment where you started to sing her all-time favorite song. And when I was watching it, she heard this.
Poop daddy! Poop daddy!
My daughter is obsessed with that song. So she heard that and she kept going, Daddy, can you play that again? So we listened to you sing that Whoop, There It Is, just that little clip right there over and over and over. So thanks, I guess.
Man, I can't believe someone would listen to me sing that.
I think you would say, I can't believe a parent would let their kid that's 4 years old listen to Tag Team, but that's where we are.
I love it.
They just played also at halftime a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool.
I was going to say, you were a little busy, you know, being on the football field playing the game.
Yeah, preparing for a football game.
We're talking to Brady Russell, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. And Brady, we're in a new era, you know, with our new coach. And I just wanted to kind of get your perspective on how this season feels. Because as a spectator so far, what we've seen, everybody's been very fired up with Mike McDonald.
Yeah, no, it feels great. I think it feels locked in but loose, which is pretty cool. Just the level of preparation we've had this year that everybody – it's so locked into their assignment that we're able to play loose and just go be ourselves on the field every Sunday.
And how did it feel after that game against the Patriots? You get on the plane, and what's that plane ride back like? Because, I mean, you win in overtime. It was such an epic victory with Geno marched you guys down, and everything about it just felt good as a fan. What did it feel like as a player getting on that plane together?
Oh, it felt good for sure. It's a real long flight, but yeah. I'll tell you what, it's hard to sleep because everybody's so excited and just talking about the game and energy's up. So it's definitely a good feeling when you get on the plane after a victory like that.
Brady, for you personally, do you have kind of like a motto or a mantra that you have going into each and every football game?
I don't know about a motto or a mantra, but maybe just kind of a style, I guess, maybe. Might be a better way to put it. But, yeah, I like to be loose. I like to be free. I like to not be trying to prove anything to anybody. I like to just be who I am.
Well, I noticed that like even like the game day attire. I mean, were you wearing a romper?
A romper? I don't even know what you're talking about.
With the shorts and the shirt, was that all one piece? Isn't that called a romper?
Yep. No, that's two pieces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're just matched really well.
I mean, you look great.
Optical illusion.
It's called style. You might need to look into it.
It's too late for me, man. It's too late. I'm a black t-shirt, black jeans guy. I got none of it. I need your help.
And Brady, you've got the cool hair. You've got the cool hair. You've got the stash going. Do you gravitate more toward Greek god or Viking?
I think I'm a little bit like a William Wallace Scottish warrior kind of vibe.
Freedom!
Hey, this is maybe a stupid question. I mean, we already had a few, so I guess we're already on par for everything that we're asking you right now. So I played hockey my life. I played goalie, and it was always the running joke was, oh, the goalies are always the weird ones. And I feel like in football, tight ends aren't the weird ones, but they are the ones with the most personality. Like, what is it about that position that seems to get those kind of people to play it?
I think it's the multifaceted, kind of got to be good at everything. It also be able to do anything that's asked of you. It's a blue-collar mentality kind of position. So you got to be smart, but you also got to be physical. There's a lot of different aspects to it, and all that put together, I think, just is a melting pot for a little bit of craziness.
Brady, if you don't mind, we got to play a quick song, but I do have a question for you, and it involves mascots, if you can hang on with us for 1 second.
Absolutely.
This should be good.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, or should I say Hawkaholics.
Oh my goodness.
If you're just joining us this morning, we've been chatting with Brady Russell, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. So you played for Colorado in college, who had Ralphie, the live mascot. You played in Philadelphia where they had Noah the Eagle, and now you're in Seattle where there's Tama the Hawk. Have you ever gotten to meet any of the live mascots for any of the teams that you've played for?
Oh, I've pet every single one of them.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I love animals.
Which one's the best?
I mean, You got to be Seahawks, right?
Yes, that's the right answer, Brady.
I don't know if that was the truthful answer, but I'll take it.
No, it was. We bond. I really pet her like every single game. I'll run over and give her a couple pets. I guess that's pretty weird too, but you know.
That's like my dream right there, just to get to pet all the animals.
There's nothing cooler when was it Tama, right?
Tama.
Okay, that flies out of the tunnel. That is such an awesome moment.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to ask, since we're talking about mascots, and maybe I could get your opinion since you're on the team. You know, Blitz wears number zero, but also Dodson on the team wears number zero. Do you feel like that only there should only be one number zero on the team?
That is a little conflicting. It makes me feel like I have to choose one or the other, but
right.
I guess for now we can have two of them.
Okay, fine. And I saw on your social media they had a video that they showed of Geno Smith, and it was a touchdown pass with arms wide open. You re-edited it so that it had the music of Creed. Are you a Creed fan?
Oh, I have been forever.
I'm
excited that they're making a comeback. Everybody seems to be hopping on the Creed bandwagon.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I used to be anti-Creed, just Seattle guy, you know, Pearl Jam over Creed kind of stupidity. But now that I've seen my error in my ways, and that man, I don't know what it is, but they hit a little bit different now, and I can't wait for them to come to town because I want to see Creed so bad.
When do they come to town?
I don't know. Let's make it happen.
Oh gosh, yeah, we need to.
So if you were in charge of the playlist, I know I think I heard in an interview that it was like Geno Smith kind of controls the playlist in the locker room. If you were in charge of the playlist, what kind of music are we listening to?
Shoot, on game day, I got a little mix up between worship and country and rock all in one. I kind of slide between all three of them depending on where I need to be at.
Some of the newer, I'm getting a little nerdy with music, but like I played on a worship group with my church, and some of the newer like Christian contemporary music, it's like they've gotten a lot better. I remember back in the day, it was not that good.
Yeah, no, they've got actual good music now, which
right?
is cool.
Yeah, it used to be really cheesy production, and like, what are we listening to? Who is singing this? Now it's like, is that Coldplay? Like, no, that's Elevation Worship. I'm like, oh, okay, pretty cool.
Yep, that's funny.
We're chatting with Seahawks tight end Brady Russell. Brady, we've got a home game versus the Dolphins on Sunday. What can you give us as a little preview, a little snack before kickoff?
Shoot. This might not be the most exciting thing to most fans, but I know from my perspective and the ways I get to contribute that special teams are going to come out firing, and the boys are going to be hot and ready to play.
Awesome. I cannot wait. We're so excited for this game on Sunday, and just the season has been so awesome, so much fun to watch, and just see with the new coach and just a new vibe and a new energy. How do you feel about the throwback jerseys? I see a lot of players want them to be the go-to jersey from now on. What's your take on that?
Shoot, I like the colorway a lot. I think that's the biggest part that gets me. That blue and green is pretty cool in the throwbacks.
And I got one last question for you. Who on the team, like, you know, being in the locker room, spending time throughout the entire season, who constantly blows your mind with, like, I don't know, overall vibe, their leadership, just who they are as a person? Like, who's that one guy that every time you're around him, you're just like, yeah, this dude just blows me away every time I'm around him?
That's a great question. Lockett is obviously a guy that's kind of like that, but I feel like in this kind of a stereotypical answer, but the very first day I got to Seattle, I walked in the locker room, like, new guy. Nobody knew who I was, obviously, and Geno was the first person came walking up and said, "What's up, man? Welcome to the team," blah, blah, blah. So ever since that day, I've been pretty impressed with his leadership and the way he gets us to work. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning, Brady. We cannot wait for the game on Sunday. Go Hawks.
Absolutely. Go Hawks.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.